Yankee News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court will hear arguments over whether former President Trump can be criminally prosecuted on charges he interfered with the 2020 election. Mark Sherman has more.
The court suggested it will move quickly, probably reaching a decision by late spring on whether Trump is immune from criminal charges, as he argues. Federal courts have so far ruled against him, but the Supreme Court now will have the final word.
And Haya Panjwani has the latest legal ruling on Trump's civil fraud penalty.
A New York appellate court has rejected former President Donald Trump's proposal to stop the collection of a civil fraud penalty. His lawyers said they weren't able to obtain loans from New York banks because of a ruling in mid-February banning Trump, his company, and his co-defendants from doing so. But the appellate court judge paused that ban, which could help Trump secure the necessary bond. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says it's a 50-50 victory.
What happened today was a partial victory for both sides, both the defendants in this case, as well as the attorney general.
Weinstein said the next thing he expects Trump to do is request a loan from a New York bank. But he also believes that the state attorney general will continue to block any appeals or stays that could come from Trump and his lawyers. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Fit for duty, that's the doctor's assessment after President Biden's annual physical. Dr. Kevin O'Connor notes the president's adjusting well to a new device that helps control sleep apnea and has experienced some hip discomfort, but also works out five times a week. And he describes the president as a healthy, active, robust 81-year-old male. Congressional leaders have reached a tentative agreement to prevent a government shutdown for now. And in the Senate today, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter.
The 82-year-old says he'll step down as Republican leader in November and finish out his term. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports after eight attempts to execute him, a death row inmate has escaped death.
The state of Idaho had to stop the execution of serial killer Thomas Creech. A medical team couldn't find a vein after repeated attempts to set up an intravenous line to carry out the lethal injection.
For us, it wasn't a difficult decision. It was the right decision.
Corrections Director Josh Tetwald says the goal is ensuring the process is carried out with dignity, professionalism, and respect.
When it reaches a point in that process, at any step, where it looks like we're going to be unable to do that, that's when we call it off.
Audio from KIVI. Tetwalt says they attempted to find sites in Creech's arms, legs, hands, and feet. What's next is not clear. Creech has been in prison for half a century, convicted of five murders in three states, and suspected of several more. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.